Good morning on a Tuesday morning. Our political observer, Alan Shartok, with us. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, David. Here we are on a Tuesday. Boy, Tuesdays are wonderful days, aren't they?
They are wonderful days. It's just one more day closer to Friday.
After Friday comes sort of Saturday and Sunday and then Monday again.
We start looking forward, and then we see Mel Brooks is coming to town to Proctor's.
Yeah, well, Proctor's is a great institution, and I have to tell you, there is no greater American than Mel Brooks. You know, a lot of people like him for his various films, Blazing Saddles and High Anxiety and all the rest, but not me. I'm a diehard, the 2,000-year-old man. You know, there is no better thing in life than listening once again to the 2,000-year-old man and such wonderful moments as when he says to the 2,000-year-old man, "Did you meet Robin Hood? Did you ever know Robin?" And he said, "Yeah, I knew him. I knew him." He says, "Well, is it true he robbed from the rich and gave to the poor?" "No, he robbed from the rich, he robbed from the poor, and he kept everything." That's right. And you know, I've often said that's sort of like NPR and its member stations.
Well, okay, we'll go from Mel Brooks to the Pentagon. Alan is planning to increase its use of drones by about 50% over the next several years because the Air Force, which has been running about 65 combat air patrol missions a day, asked to decrease that number to reduce stress on the force.
Well, here you have a choice. You want somebody in a piece of equipment that costs millions and millions of dollars, or do you want, you know, a drone that can go over and perform the same thing? However, what you can do to them, they can do to you. And so we're finding this incredible increase in drones, civilian drones, play drones, and yet this all constitutes a tremendous threat to modern aviation. We know it, and to say nothing of irresponsible behavior on the part of governments that bomb and wantonly just go after some civilian populations. So sooner or later, we're all going to have to get it together and start to look at the way in which we license these things, because right now it's the wild, wild west.
Speaking of the wild, wild west, this is a bizarre case, Alan. Listen to this. An upstate New York man accused of trying to assemble a mobile X-ray device meant to kill people at a mosque, an Islamic center, is on trial in federal court, and this is in the Albany area. Glendon Scott Crawford of Galway has pleaded not guilty to three charges, including conspiracy to use a weapon of mass destruction. Trial started yesterday. His attorney says he was targeted in an elaborate FBI plot, that no crime otherwise existed, and that the device was harmless.
Well, there are many people, and I have some sources I've talked to about this case, who think otherwise. Otherwise, the government would not be prosecuting this guy. I have to say that it's an ongoing trial, and I don't want to prejudice that trial, you know, in any way. I think it would be a big mistake to do that, David, other than to say, if what has been alleged is true, then this is a serious crime.
Carly Fiorina, we're seeing an article in the New York Times on her and rising in the polls on the Republican side. The record in the headline, not so sterling.
Well, that's right. Look, this is a candidate who has made certain claims about her business acumen. The Times today says not so. And that basically the way that the data has been shown is not exactly honest. We will have to rely on the unfolding events to tell us whether or not she's as good as she says she is. She did very well in the debates, and her star is rising. But when your star rises and the New York Times and others start to take a look, you better be careful that what you said is right.
The U.S., Alan, is set to propose rules to cut methane emissions in a reduction of 40 to 45% over the next decade. Too little, too late?
Probably. There is so much degradation of our atmosphere that it's hard to believe that based on what we're seeing with the polar ice caps and everything else, that you can catch up and that things will turn around as a result. But one thing is for sure, the longer you sit on your hands and on your yes, 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 it is more likely that this world of ours is doomed. And that will be because we're stupid.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, joining us. Thank you, Alan.
Thank you, David.